Everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven. And I'm gonna be honest, guys. I have been up for almost 24 hours. By the end of this podcast, it will be 24 hours. So if it sounds like I'm like having a stroke or something, like I might be. So
The second time you prefaced like pretty like close to each other that you were on the brink of having a stroke or falling asleep mid
yeah, I
episode
don't know what's
or
wrong with me. Like, I just have not been like planning my life out very well lately. Anyway, thoughts and prayers.
right. Well, on that note, so we're gonna start off with Universal pulling all the artists and all the songs from being used on TikTok. And that is a big deal. Well, okay,
Yeah.
that it happened because negotiations weren't agreed upon. So Universal was like, fuck y'all, we're gonna pull everything. This includes artists like Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Bad Bunny, Nicki Minaj. God,
Billie
who else was in
Eilish,
there? Billie
Drake,
Eilish.
The Weeknd.
Like, name any big artist out there right now, they're gone.
Right. I like when I thought about Universal Music Group, like I guess like I just didn't realize, because like I forget that Universal like owns a
Is
bunch of
literally
different like record
Universal.
labels, you know? I forget it owns so many record labels, you know?
Yeah.
So I just, wow. I mean, like people can obviously still use their like own sounds where they like, you know, they record the song and upload it themselves, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah. But yeah. These artists are going to be pissed. How are people going to get number one hits if they're not, if their songs aren't played on TikTok?
That's what I'm
I'm talking to you,
saying.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah. Oh
Although I
my
still love you,
God.
buddy. Still love you, buddy.
Still love everybody.
I mean, like, honestly, like 50% of the number ones over the last year, I feel like, have been because of TikTok.
Yeah, and that explains why I really don't know much of like the Billboard Top 10.
Yeah.
Like, because it's all TikTok sounds. Like, I have never heard Greedy by Tate McRae. I literally haven't.
It's so bad.
I've
So
never
bad.
heard it, and I don't intend on hearing it.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to her whole album, so.
Yeah, I remember. You said she was Flop McRae.
Lot McRae, that's true. I don't even know what else is in the top 10, but Jack Harlow, Lovin' on Me, 100% a TikTok song.
Oh my God, I know. And is it a good catchy song? Yeah. Yeah, it
Yeah.
is. Okay, we've talked about it before.
Which is like one of the reasons like Ariana Grande's song like dropped a little bit from number one, because like it's not really a TikTok song.
No.
Doesn't not really a song you can have a trend to. I mean, I guess you could like Vogue to it, but it's not made for little sound bites. Which I'm not dissing people who make music like that. Just
Well,
different. If it's your sole purpose,
oh
then
yeah.
it's shitty. But like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking like no more high heels on my tippies. We can't
Yeah.
be using Cruel Summer.
Oh yeah, that was pure TikTok.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's her third biggest song of all time now. I just saw that. It just surpassed like Blank Space or something like that. I don't know why I know these facts.
Because we're on the internet too much.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but anyway.
Wow. Okay. I can't get into Taylor Swift. I really can't.
Yeah, me and Maggie actually had a long, in-depth discussion before this
We
episode
did.
started, but we kind of got like our haterade like out. So
Yeah.
now we're just like, we're fine.
Yes. Yeah.
We might
We
be a
got it
little
all
bitter in
out.
this episode, but like we got most of it out, I should say.
Got most of it out before I hit that record button. Yes, because oof. Yeah, it was bad.
Literally
Okay.
just kept saying, I was like, wow, I'm such a hater. I'm such a hater.
And that's okay because we both are. It's really fine. Okay. I like don't really. Do you have any other thoughts about it?
Not really. I don't really
Okay.
care that much. It was just kind of a big deal.
Yeah, no,
Like,
it
I don't
is a
have
big
strong
deal.
opinions. It's just like something that is happening. And like, obviously, it's not going to be forever. Like,
No, like there definitely will be more negotiations because TikTok is probably like, oh shit. Oh shit. What are we gonna do? And the artists, you know, that got pulled are probably like maybe shaking their boots a little bit.
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure something will happen. But let's get into this Nicki versus Meg feud, aka Nicki versus Nicki, honestly, because Meg is so unbothered and it's amazing.
True. Like, once again, Nicki Minaj makes a si situation worse and worse for herself. Once again.
And she doesn't quit. So this all started. I was actually so confused because I was like reading through the lyrics of Hiss and I was like, I don't see where it says anything about Nicki, anything implying Nicki. Like, I was so confused.
Right.
And then I, you know, went on to geniuslyrics.com and I
Of
looked at the
course.
annotations. So this all started because there is a line in Hiss that said, it's like something like, hoes ain't mad at Megan. They're mad at Megan's Law. And I learned that Megan's Law is the law that if you are convicted of a sex crime, then you must register as publicly as a sex offender. And unless you have been sleeping under a rock or you just, you know, I don't know, are not online like me and Steven, then you don't know that Nicki Minaj is married to a literal pedophile. A literal.
Is he a pedophile or just a sex offender?
I thought that the person he attempted to rape was like underage.
Oh, great. Probably. I know it was like more than one conviction as well.
Yeah. So, yes, he was convicted of attempted rape, and also he got in trouble for not registering as a sex offender when he moved from wherever he lived before to California after
Yeah.
he married Nicki Minaj or when they got
Clever
married, whatever.
line. Clever line. Who explained it to Nikki? You know she didn't hear
No.
that herself.
But I am just so confused as to why she took that and ran with it. Because, first of all, it's a fact. Second of all, Megan was n in no way, shape, or form calling out Nicki's husband.
Yeah, I think she was just like calling out these like lame ass men and just using it her name because it's like her name as well. So it's just
Yeah.
like punny. It flows. Yeah. And well, how do you feel about the song in general?
I think it's good. I think that Megan Thee Stallion has like really great flow. I think she's really like
Agree.
witty and
Yeah. It's not like one I would want to listen to all the time, but parts of it I'm like, wow, that was great.
yes. Same. That's exactly how I feel. So, Nicki Minaj takes to the internet and let me just find some of the things she was saying
Well,
because
and don't forget that right before this happened, she also said that Ben Shapiro's song was good.
Ben Shapiro has a song.
Yeah, it hit number one on iTunes, of course. And she said it was good. This was like literally like the day of or the day before this all happened. I don't know what the song is. I refuse to look into it, but I do know that Nicki Minaj supported it.
I didn't even know that was a thing. What the
It's just like
fuck?
Nicki Minaj is ruining her legacy like year by year, month by month.
I know. And
Like
I. Ugh.
it's just like the same, like it's like with Kanye. Like people aren't gonna respect you.
No, like you, like, okay, because instead of Kanye West being remembered as or being known as one of the greatest artists of all time, he's known as an anti-Semite. And that will eventually happen to Nicki Minaj. And, you know, not saying the anti-Semitic thing, but just
Right.
hopefully not. But just that she's going to be known as this fucking troll.
Yeah, do you think Nicki Minaj is like a Republican?
Well,
It's kind of starting to look like that.
remember when she said that thing about like my cousin's friend's son got the COVID vaccine, now he has like testicular cancer or something like that.
Yeah, now his te one testicle is like swollen or something like that. Yeah,
Yes.
that's exactly what I was going to bring up. So thank you.
Okay, yeah. That was like my first hint into saying that she's
Yeah, and
she's
then
a
you're like,
Republican.
Republicans like love dating pedophiles and sex offenders. And then she's supporting Ben Shapiro. So I'm like,
True.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay, where did this start? Did I pass it? Oh, here we go. Also, I thought that Nikki and Meg were friends.
Meg probably thought so too.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj is not friends with everyone. Nicki Minaj will always and has always seen women as her competition.
Okay, see, I compared this to the Cardi B beef too, because anytime another rapper is a threat to her, she
Yeah.
tries and takes them down.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? That's just so whatever. She hasn't been a girl's girl since the beginning, so never mind.
No, never. I mean, I get in the beginning, like, you gotta be scrappy. It's fucking hard for a female rapper, okay?
Yes, I
But, like,
understand that too.
you're established. These people all look up to you. Well, not anymore,
Right.
but.
No, but like being someone that like up and coming artists look up to is also someone who isn't afraid to like make room. Because
Right.
just because someone's up and coming, they got popular songs, popular albums, they're just like gaining that popularity all overall, doesn't mean it's gonna take away from you.
Yeah.
Just means that we're just adding to the female rapper list.
Yeah, she's pissed because like Cardi and Meg both had number ones before she did. Both have Grammys. Yikes.
Well, so she, Nicki Minaj, like did like a 10-minute rant on like Instagram Live or something. I don't know. I didn't watch it, but some of the things she said was, you let everyone be thrown under the bus. You let DaBaby be thrown under the bus. Tory, your best friend, your mom, you better conjure up your mother and apologize. That's disgusting. Huh?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Also, DaBaby, like, what? It's
These are
awful. And
so
Tory shot her.
yeah, exactly. Poor examples. And then why is she bringing her dead mother into this? That is where it gets like over the line for me.
I don't even like know what she means.
Me neither. She continues to go on. She said, y'all want to bring up family members and lying on your dead mother, lied to Gail, lied on and fucked your best friend's man, told me to drink and go to the clinic if I was pregnant, all because I wouldn't let your funky butt pour liquor down my throat. Bitch thinks she's a bully because she gets a Roc Nation brunch every year. Be mad at party. He told all your tea, but you taking shots at my family. Wahahaha. Get up on your good foot. Hashtag Pink Friday 2 Platinum. Go apologize to your mother, nasty serpent. Repent.
I do like the nasty serpent part. That's funny. But like, it's so funny because in that statement, she says her good foot. But then in other statements, she's like, you never got shot. I saw your feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, which one is it?
And then it just continues from there. So then the next day, we get Bigfoot. You guys, this is the most unserious song I've ever heard in my life.
Like
And why
it,
is she doing ASMR at the end?
yeah, like the ending is so bad. There's like parts of it that aren't like horrible, but overall, not a good song. And like, why is your whole basis for this that she is tall?
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
Yeah, it's like okay,
but like, she's
and you're
hot.
short and
Like, I don't really understand like her whole basis for it. Like, you just seem like stupid because what?
I just don't understand why she keeps bringing up her dead mom. Like, that is so out of pocket. Like, what does her dead mother have to do with anything?
Beats me.
The besides the song being terrible, like it just is. It's so.
Yeah.
It's I
And
don't like it.
then she
It's
mentions how
nasty.
Kylie threw her out of her, like, Kylie's party or something. And it's just like, okay. So she was a
Yeah.
sloppy drunk one night. Whatever. It's
Yeah.
not a good diss.
Happens.
Like, you're just stating things that happened, and then you're calling her tall.
Yeah. Yeah, then saying she's tall. Ooh. Good one.
And I just remember the flow of the song is so bad. It sounds just like meh, meh, meh in my ear.
Yes. Oh my God, it's
Like
so bad.
I literally like was like cringing so hard. I'm like, what is this flow?
Like she really thought she did something.
Like she just like recorded a fucking voice memos
Yes.
and then like went on GarageBand.
GarageBand.
It doesn't sound like it's better quality than that.
It doesn't, you're right. And then the thing I hate in any context is when people have beef and they'll say whatever and then they'll be like, "You don't want me to say what else I have. You don't want me to spill all the tea." Put it all out on the table because you saying that means you have nothing. Or
Exactly.
it's something like so minuscule that it doesn't even matter. I hate when people do that.
I agree. Nikki, you never had anything in the first place.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
Like,
nothing you're saying is anything.
there has never been a time where someone has like where someone has been in a fight with someone and they said what they had to say, and then they were like, "But there's more where that came from." And either there wasn't more, or it was something so stupid. It has never been anything more groundbreaking than what they were saying now. And you, and
Yeah.
like in this context, it's not groundbreaking at all.
Right. I just like, yeah, I agree. And I just like, I can't get over the fact that people still think she wasn't shot.
I
Like,
don't understand that either. The woman was shot. Do you need to see the fucking bullet fragments in her foot? Did you
why would
need
I?
to be in the surgery room? In the OR?
Like Tory Lanez was like acquitted.
I
Like,
know.
there's proof that he shot her. He wouldn't be in trouble if she didn't have a fucking bullet hole in her foot.
Like, I don't understand that either. Like, did you need to be there? Did you need to see the bullet go into the foot for you to believe it? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess that's what it takes.
Oh my good God.
Like, Nikki,
And then
you had so much going for you in this world. Beloved by all. Not really all, but you know.
like most
By many.
by many.
Yeah.
And do you know what like is actually the worst part of this whole thing is that some crazy fucking barbs found out where Meg's mom is buried or like whatever cemetery she's located at, and like what do they do? Like graffitied it or something, or
I don't
like
know what they exactly did. I just know that they
disparaged
like
it.
figured out the location, and I don't know if they actually like did anything to it, but they were at least
Okay.
posting it and stuff.
Yeah,
So then,
like
like, she had to fucking hire security to
yes.
watch her mother's grave. Like, why would you?
Like
I
you're
just like can't
insane.
fathom like being such a big fan of somebody that you would like go to their enemy's mother's graves. Like, why did it come to that? Why is that even a thought in anybody's mind?
Like, how much time do you have on your hands to go and figure out where this woman is laid to rest?
Especially when Meg literally didn't do anything.
No.
Like, even if it was the other way around, because Nikki's been treating her awful, I think it'd be so out of pocket if people started stalking Nikki's parents' grave.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But the best part of this is when she went on Good Morning America, like that's the same week. And I thought that she was gonna like address it and, you know, say her piece. And she was like, "No, my album will be out this summer and I will be going on a tour. It's gonna be great." And that's it. Not didn't give Nikki the fucking time of day.
And I love that because I know that that is getting under Nikki's skin more than
She's
anything.
seething,
And it would get under my
seething.
skin too, you know? So
Yeah,
if
I
that,
mean,
like, if I was like trying to feud with somebody and they just like ignored me,
yeah,
like,
seething. Oh my God, you know she's, oh yeah, she's ranting to Papa Bear about it. Papa Bear's just looking at her like goo goo gaga.
Ugh, I can't. I just like I just yeah, like every year I just think less and less of Nicki Minaj and it makes me so sad.
Me too.
Like I didn't even like when this album came out, like I really only listened to it because it was like Pink Friday 2. Like otherwise I probably wouldn't have listened to it.
Same. At
'Cause
least I would just like listen to the singles or whatever.
right. I just like, I'm just over her.
Same. And it's really sad that people just have to ruin their legacies like this. Like, just stay off the internet, actually. Just stay off
Yeah,
the
like, is
internet.
she okay though? Like, actually, because this is not normal behavior at this, like, at this, at like the end of the day, like, this is not normal behavior. So, like, is she like mentally okay?
I don't think she's been okay for a minute, if I'm being honest.
Right, like, is she doing drugs? Is she mentally unstable? Like, I what is going on? Because
Yeah.
this is not a normal way for somebody to act.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, way too unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. All right, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right. It's that time of the shift. Or the shift. Oh my God,
Steven.
I don't even know what to say. I'm really not okay. Anyway,
Oof.
it's that time of the, I think I wanted to say show. So
We'll
anyway,
go with that.
it's that time of the episode. So my roast goes to the new Avatar The Last Airbender, like reboot. So here's the thing. Avatar The Last Airbender, obsessed with it. One of the greatest TV shows of all time. I've seen it like 5 times all the way through. Very excited for this live action, to be honest. Like, I think it's gonna be entertaining. But I just found out that the showrunners are taking out, so like Sokka is one of the main characters. They're taking out like his sexism. And it's like an integral part to his like character development.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we didn't think it would like fit. I was like, why are you trying to like, you didn't think that the sexism of a Nickelodeon TV Y7 show could fit in a live action
TVY7.
adaptation? Like, would that be too much for people to handle? You know what I mean? Like, what are you thinking? Like, we're not saying that it's okay how he acts. Like, part of like his character development is that he like realizes that like he's misogynistic and like his viewpoints are actually bullshit. Like when he gets his
Yeah.
ass kicked by many women. It's like, what the fuck? And then I just saw that they're like, so in the original show, like it starts off 100 years after the like all the airbenders are like fucking like killed off in a genocide. And apparently this show is gonna actually show like them all being killed. It's so, like, we can do that, but we can't talk about sexism.
Whoa, wait.
Or at least like show like the war, you know, like people getting killed off, you know? But
Yeah.
like we can't talk about sexism? What? Make that make sense.
It doesn't. Trying to
I
like
don't
follow
know.
along.
Anyway, I'm still gonna be watching, but like what?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what they were thinking there. Irritating. Anyway, my toast goes to the SNL 1975 movie. It's about the creation of SNL and I am just so happy. This I feel like this is gonna be like an Oscar bait movie. However, it's definitely not going to receive any Oscar noms.
The cast looks so good, though.
Oh my God, this cast is stacked. Rachel Sennett, Dylan O'Brien. I mean, I like him, but would I say he's part of the stacked category? Not really. And then
No.
there's Gabriel LaBelle, who's like best known for being in The Fabelmans. And then there's Cooper Hoffman, who is Philip Seymour Hoffman's son, who was also in Licorice Pizza.
Oh.
And I just am very excited. And Lamorne Morris is going to be in it from who plays
Yes.
Winston in New Girl.
Yes, we love him.
And yeah, it's about like the first time SNL like aired. And I don't
And like,
really like
yeah.
think it's a necessary movie to make. But anything
I'll be
that Rachel
watching
Sennett's
anyway.
in will have me seated.
Yes, that I'm okay. I've been thinking about this lately. And I remember you said that anything that Emma Stone is in, you'll see,
Yeah.
and not Rachel Sennett. I agree with Rachel Sennett and also Michael Cera. I'll watch anything Michael
Oh
Cera's in. I
my
love Michael
God.
Cera.
Don't watch year. Was it year 300 or something like that?
Oh,
300
yeah,
with
I know what you're
Jack
talking
Black.
about.
Don't watch that one, but
Okay, I'll
other than
skip
that,
it.
sure. Rachel Sennett, amazing. Yeah, Shiva Baby, you seen that one?
No, I need to though.
Watch it.
Okay.
Great. Bodies, 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 great.
Love.
She steals the show,
Oh my God.
which is not
Bottoms.
surprising to anybody. And then of course Bottoms,
Duh.
and I think that's really all she's in.
The idol,
But oh,
but.
The Idol.
And she's like the best character in there, so.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched one season, so sorry, girl, I couldn't do it.
One episode.
Oh well, yeah, one episode. See,
It's okay.
you guys, I warned you. Okay,
All
it is what it is.
right. My roast goes to Snoop Dogg. Now, who the fuck asked Snoop Dogg his opinion on Donald Trump? Because this man said, I have nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump. He's never done anything to me. That has nothing to do with anything. That's like I'm trying to think of like a good comparison. But okay. Yes, has Donald Trump like ever done anything personal to me? Specifically me, Maggie Plotsky? No. But he's still a terrible human being. He
Yeah, but
wants to
like
be a dictator.
he's done things to women. He said racist remarks.
Exactly.
He's made fun of disabled people. So like
The
it
list goes on. We don't need to sit here and rant about Donald Trump. But
Exactly. Sorry.
I just was like, Snoop Dogg, dude, like, come on now. We don't need this
Man, not the
endorsement.
DO double G.
No, please, please
Like,
retract.
just be like, I don't know what he needs to say, but like not that.
Just like, who's asking him in the first place?
Also, yeah, why is anyone asking Snoop Dogg about Donald Trump in 2024? Or period. Like, do we actually need to know what his political affiliations are?
No, Snoop Dogg is not one of the people I need to know about. I'm good.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think most people are okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, my toast goes, this is so stupid, but whatever. Goes to everyone who streamed Selfish by Britney instead of Selfish by Justin Timberlake and got it like to number 5 on iTunes. That's so funny to me. It's so funny. Even though Britney Spears like issued an apology to Justin Timberlake, for what? I don't know. Because I just watched a video of Justin Timberlake performing somewhere. Literally just saw it before we started recording. And he said, I'd just like to take this moment to apologize to fucking no one. Okay.
Yeah. I like honestly refuse to listen to anything Justin Timberlake has released. Even before this like memoir came out, I really didn't give a fuck.
I did. I listened to like half of his new song because I will be honest, curiosity got the best of me. It's really bad. It's like really cheesy. It sounds like he would have wrote it when he was like 22.
Most of his music has been really bad lately. Like the last album and then probably this one. Like, I'll just also never forgive him for Can't Stop the Feeling. Like, I know it's supposed to be for a children's movie, but why do we let that song become like one of the biggest songs of all time?
I know.
Why do we let that happen as
Like,
a
why was,
society?
yeah. It beats me. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember what the last album was called, but
Man of
the
the
only song I
Woods.
fucked with was the one with Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I
Say
also like,
Something, I think.
yeah. I also like the song Filthy. That song is actually really good.
Oh yeah, I think I kind of messed with that one too.
Yeah,
know.
I really like that one.
But anyway,
Yeah,
different writing. That's the point here.
right. I did also hear like a little snippet of when he performed an SNL, an unreleased song. And I'll tell you what, okay, I am just like, I'm a sucker for like a really good like guitar solo with like gospel singers in the background, just like going real hard. And that's what it was. And I was like,
Yeah, if there's a
might have me a
gospel
little.
choir, Maggie is like, she's
Oh,
tuned in.
my God. It could be the worst song in the world. It could be fucking Nicki Minaj. And it could have been the song Bigfoot, but if there was a gospel choir in the background, I would have loved it. I'd be on repeat. And that's just the truth.
Since we talked about all these songs today, I took a screenshot of a TikTok I saw. This was the top five on iTunes at some point over the last 2 days. Number one is Facts, which is Tom McDonald featuring Ben Shapiro. Don't know what that is. Number two is Bigfoot by Nicki Minaj. Number three is Hiss by Meg Thee Stallion. Number four is Selfish by Justin Timberlake. And number five is Selfish by Britney Spears. Is that not the messiest iTunes top five? Like, it's like two like sets of like rivals, and then
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro.
Shapiro.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is, but I refuse to like find out more, like I said, but
Now you know that man used GarageBand.
I don't know who the guy is. Oh, he's still number two on iTunes.
You know Ben Shapiro used GarageBand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Got nothing good to say, so.
All right. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And oh, happy birthday, Harry Styles, on the day that we're
Oh.
recording this. 30th birthday. Oh my God, we're old. We're so old.
Good for you, buddy.
I'm so fucking
Cheers.
old.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Okay, we're gonna let Steven go to sleep now. Okay,
Okay, thank
bye.
you. Bye.